From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. An earthquake struck off the coast of the Samoan Islands in the Pacific Tuesday, killing at least 63 people and triggering tsunami warnings as far away as the coast of Australia. Stuart Colin reports from Sydney.
At least one village on the island was washed away by waves as high as 20 feet. In the capital, Pango Pango, seawaters were reported to have surged inland by 100 yards before receding. The quake lasted more than 2 minutes and was felt in both American Samoa and the neighboring nation of Samoa, where officials evacuated the capital city, Apia, and sent residents to higher ground. Small hotels and resorts filled with tourists along coastal areas were reported to have been flattened. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center in Hawaii issued warnings for many of the neighboring islands, including Fiji and Tonga, and as far away as New Zealand. Many of those were canceled as the wave activity turned out to be much lower than feared. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
NATO's Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen says there's no need to make hasty decisions about Afghanistan. Rasmussen says he agrees with President Obama's approach of setting policy before deciding if more resources are needed there.
I'm convinced that success in Afghanistan is achievable and will be achieved. And don't make any mistake, the normal discussion on the right approach should not be misinterpreted as lack of resolve.
Rasmussen spoke with reporters after meeting with President Obama. The top U.S. military commander in Afghanistan is requesting more troops there to deal with Taliban fighters. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is proposing that banks prepay 3 years' worth of insurance premiums to replenish the fund that's used to cover bank failures. NPR's John Eastie reports.
The FDIC estimates bank failures could cost its insurance fund $100 billion through 2013. Rather than going to the Treasury to tap its $100 billion credit line, the FDIC is asking banks to prepay their premiums. James Chesson, chief economist of the American Bankers Association, says the banks generally support the idea.
I think the preferred option is, rather than to look for taxpayer support, is to look back to the industry to provide the financial support.
Chesson said despite the $45 billion transfer to the insurance fund, banks will still have plenty of money available to make loans. FDIC Chairwoman Sheila Bair says all insured deposits remain safe, despite the low level of cash in the insurance fund. John Itzie, NPR News, Washington.
In Tokyo, the Nikkei average of 225 selected issues is up 6 points at 10,106. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 47 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index fell 6. You're listening to NPR News. Toyota says it is recalling 3.8 million vehicles in the U.S. because of defective floor mats. The automaker says vehicles have removable mats that could become jammed in the accelerator. Federal transportation officials say they investigated the problem following a deadly high-speed crash in California. A 911 caller involved said the Lexus they were traveling in sped out of control after the accelerator became stuck. Transportation officials say there have been more than 100 reported accidents involving Toyota vehicles with accelerator problems. Warner Music Group and YouTube, which is owned by Google, will bring the label's music videos back to the popular website. NPR's Netta Ulaby has the story.
If you've looked for videos from Warner Music artists on YouTube, you've probably only found homemade videos and live performances. Warner Music is the world's third largest music company, and its stable is packed with stars like Green Day, AC/DC, and Madonna. The company yanked its official videos 9 months ago in a dispute over advertising revenues. The stakes were high. YouTube is the main way people watch music videos online, but Warner wanted YouTube to pay more money to license its music. In the end, YouTube will give Warner the rights to sell ads running next to the videos and will allow the label to keep most of the profits. The deal also means that YouTube can now legitimately show videos from all of the major music companies. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Again in Tokyo, the benchmark Nikkei index up 6 points. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.